55.
Woohoo!
55, and I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm a middle school reading specialist and mother to three teens. I enjoy collage art, hanging out with my Swifties, and pampering my plants.
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I am going on 58 years old in May. So, you know, I often berate myself, and I think I should be so much wiser and more highly evolved than I am. You know, I find that I have some months of zen-like routines, and I'm tapped into the wisdom of the universe, and then, you know, I have others where I'm in this tilt-a-whirl of emotions and fuzzy thinking, and I don't know, you know, maybe that's just, you know what, I'm not sure. Anywho, I live and work in Beijing as an international school teacher, and that's it, that's me.
We're the Two Chit-Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks,
micro trends, and remember your health goals.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
50 things for over 50s gals and guys.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
So let me start, Leia, and first off, I'm going to tell you and our listeners that February 28th is Determination Day, because February 28th
was
yeah, it's over, but that was the date when most people have quit their New Year's resolutions by then.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, they're done. Until next January.
Right.
So that's like a good, you know, date to reevaluate, you know, your New Year's resolutions, if you made them, or your goals or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a really good date for me because for some reason I had stopped walking and drinking water, and I was eating, you know, trail mix, and I wasn't on the trail, and it's like, what is happening? I don't remember these being my goals, to be parched and, you know, full of raisins and peanuts. And recently, I've been seeing a lot of people who are a few years older than me hobbling around.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is not going to be me. I am going to get it together once again, because it doesn't matter how many times you have to remind yourself to walk and drink water. It just does not matter. Just start again, you know?
Start again and think of the future you, right?
Future you. Mm-hmm. Most women will keep promises to everyone but to themselves. Ugh. So this month, I am really working on keeping promises that I made to myself, which are just going outside and walking and drinking my water.
Uh-huh.
I did find my huge pink water bottle.
Oh, the joy one, right? Bottle joy.
The joy one, mm-hmm. where it has those markings on the side, you know, like by 11 o'clock, you should be there. And I hadn't used it in a very long time, since probably... Well, I can't even guess, because it didn't have a Taylor Swift vinyl sticker on it, Leia.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I could have been kicked out of the Swifty Club, but I quickly slapped one on, you know, and I'm good.
You might need a tattoo soon. Swifty tattoo.
A Swifty tattoo. Oh, my goodness. What would it be? Her favorite number is 13, but that's not my favorite number.
Yeah. And not that.
Yeah. So not that. Okay. Not that. Moving back. So remember your fitness goals. Get out your water bottle. Uh-huh. Get out your walking shoes. You know, find some fun songs and commit to your health.
That's good. And Edie, in last week's episode, I think I talked about taking care of some of your checkups, your yearly checkups, right? Maybe get going on those too.
Yeah, get going.
It's all about health goals. Making sure you're, you know, you're doing what you need to do. Oh, so good. All right. Well, I come to you today with some micro trends out of the UK from a magazine called Red. Now, Edie, I think I mentioned several weeks ago that I not only have my Flipster app on my iPad from Seattle Public Library, but I also have a press reader app that I get from my school. And so I have access to all these international magazines now. And I'm really enjoying them. I think they're, you know, they're a little bit in some cases steamier, you might say, than some of the American women's magazines. But also there's just, I think some of the tips and tricks are actually more relevant. So Or more exciting, more on point, on trend.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here are a few for you today. Okay. What do you think of this one? Micro trend number one. Bowls are the new plates.
Yes.
Yes? You're in?
I love bowls. Okay. And oh, I have so many different pottery bowls. Uh-huh. I have the Pioneer Woman bowls. I just feel like a meal is just more contained and cozy in a bowl rather than spread out all over a plate.
Well, you should have written the copy for this magazine. So,
really?
Yeah. So according to new research, 1 in 5 people believe food tastes better from a bowl. With a quarter of Brits now eating most or all of their meals from bowls. It does make me wonder if they're all eating cereal or something, but they're just depressed.
Or chili. They're eating bowls of chili.
I don't know. I don't know that the Brits are so into chili. Maybe. Who knows? According to the...
Tomato soup. They're eating soup.
Tomato soup, yes.
Tomato soup.
According to the homeware industry, handcrafted bowls with organic rims are the very essence of the bowl revolution.
Oh, it's a revolution.
It's a revolution. So good, right?
I can get excited about this. I love a good bowl.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. Yep. Excellent. Okay. So how about this one? Source a motocross jacket.
Well, Leia, we've discussed my arms and that's just bringing up fear.
Okay.
Because my ham hock arms aren't going to be shoved into a motocross jacket.
Unless I cut off the sleeves.
I don't know.
A vest motocross leather jacket. That could be cool.
I get it's cool, but not for me. But, okay. You know, that's a good tip.
Well, here's what it says. Not any old leather jacket. Spring's trophy version of the retro look moto. Bold colors and motifs will ensure you race into the new season. Digs for vintage diesel or go old school via Etsy, which is where we can find you on Prairie Girl Greetings. Uh-huh. The more beaten up, the better.
Well, I love the vibe. I love it. So okay. I do like this tip, but it's just not for me.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one. I'm not sure you're going to approve of this one. Butter goes golden. Now, I feel like this has come to the North Americas as well, or to the Americas. So let's see. After the cost of butter shot up last summer... 2023 is, well, at least in the UK it did. 2023 is the year the kitchen stable outgrows its humble image. All over TikTok, butter boards are the new dinner party centerpiece. Top yours with honey and sea salt, tear off chunks of bread and swipe. Or try a butter recipe. Check out Chef Thomas Straker's All Things Butter YouTube series to see why his bone marrow and Bloody Mary butters have millions of hits.
Oh, puke. I can just see this, you know, this butter and people swiping their nasty bits of bread through it.
It's not hygienic.
No. Yeah. And I don't need that much butter in my life. And who is cleaning off this platter? Me. Yeah. Like, how do you clean all this greasy butter off?
I know. It's like the Seinfeld double dipping episode too, right? Like there's just, it's a recipe for getting very ill, I think.
A better trend would be to get everyone one of those whipped cream cans and they could just spray whipped cream in their mouth.
And then have different things that they can put in their mouth before the whipped cream. Like little nuggets of chocolate and, nuts and whatnot.
That peppermint would be sprinkles. Now that's fun because, Leah, whenever I buy like a can of that, like, oh, this is super cute. When we make cocoa, we can put some on top.
Right.
Whenever I make a cup of cocoa for me, Mama Bear, the can is empty because the kids have been spraying it into their mouth.
Right.
Yeah. And they are so feral, Leah. They will stand in front of me and do that. And I'm like, no, stop it. Make some cocoa.
One day you'll be an empty nester and you will have that spray whipped cream all to yourself.
Oh, I will miss them. But that will be so glorious. I'll be like, Leah, come over for some cocoa with whipped cream.
We can spray it into our Costco margarita mix.
We can spray it into each other's mouths.
Oh my gosh. Okay, back to micro trends, my friend.
And yeah, okay.
Yes, and the whipped
Not
cream.
Not my micro trends, right. Your micro trends.
Very American. We're back to the Brits.
Yeah, okay. So I don't like this butter thing.
No.
But does anyone? I've never been anywhere where there was a butter board, and I've been getting out of the house, Leah.
Okay. No, I haven't either. Yeah. No, nothing in Beijing happening in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about this? I think you might approve of this one. Interior trend, healing homes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, listen. Gone will be white walls and minimalism as we surround ourselves with colors mirroring the natural world, from earthy oranges to rich greens. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. Paint brand Lix, so we don't have this paint brand, I don't think, in North America, but the Lix trending theme for homes in 2023 is centered around reconnection with the earth, with others, and with oneself. Well, Dulux, we have that, right, has named Wild Wonder a warm hay-like hue inspired by harvested crops as its color of the year. Now, here's what you're going to love, Edie. We can also expect to see the rise of wellness corners in homes, featuring a cocooning chair to ease anxiety and scentscaping, spraying natural fragrances such as pine to inspire calm.
Well, Leah, as for the paint colors, I already lived that. I'm painting over all my greens and my crops of wheat and what was the other color? Orange. Like, seriously, those were all the colors of my house. And I'm repainting everything a neutral gray because I have so many layers of, what was it? What's that corner called? Wellness?
The healing. Let me see. Hang on. Harvesting corner? No. Cocooning. A wellness corner. Wellness corner. Yes.
Well, I have a lot of stuff. So
yeah, you do.
I felt like all of these colors that I loved, 7 years ago, were competing with my art and my indoor plants and my lamps and my books and my piano and my, on and on and on. So, but I am on board for that because maybe some people haven't had a green room and it's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Okay. Well, the UK folks are going to get what you've already had. You're way ahead of the trend. So well done.
Me.
Okay. Now, there are many, many micro trends, but I'm going to give you one final one for today. And that is a wedding trend. And it is suit up, look sharp. As the wedding industry resumes normal service in 2023, pared back pandemic celebrations have influenced designers and brides to go sleek for the big day. Searches for wedding suits for women rocketed by 125% last year, with catwalks at Bridal Fashion Week Spring in New York showcasing jumpsuits and separates as the new chic choices.
I could not love this more.
Right?
It's about time. Why has it been all these ridiculous princess dresses for so many years? You just look so silly.
I wish I had worn a suit instead of that ridiculous blue wedding dress that I wore on our wedding day.
It was a dress, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a dress. Not a very attractive one, but there you go. Live and learn. If I ever do it again, which I won't, I would wear a suit.
Yeah, and if I ever get married again, which I won't, I would wear my suit backwards and put on a white fedora and
like
sing
Celine Dion.
My heart will go on to my groom. Okay. So tune in for that.
Yes. Okay, can't wait for that. Okay. Good thing neither of us are ever getting married again, because
Well, if I do, that is happening.
Okay, I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Edie, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat.
I don't even know how I came across this article, because I am not a fan of Land's End, but I did, and it amused me, and I thought we could get some stories out of each other and maybe be inspired by some of the tips and tricks from this article titled 50 Things Every Woman Over 50 Needs to Know. Now, just as a prelude to this, and Edie, I'm going to have you read the the opening of this. Obviously there's some marketing happening here, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And we are not going to cover all 50 things, not to worry.
No.
But, we don't need to talk about buy our cargo pants or, wear our winter boots or whatever, our tankinis.
Yeah.
But there are
a tankini.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are, there are some maybe trite, but I shouldn't say that, because we're going to talk about them. But, some little nuggets that are good.
Yeah.
So
I do need to say, Leia, when you said you are not a fan of Land's End,
right?
I am a huge fan of their large canvas bags that you can get monogrammed.
Oh, right. And I have one. Like, I got it from a Goodwill shop. But yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. My kids got theirs years ago, and we use them for everything. And it's actually a good gift, because their names are all embroidered, and each of theirs is a different color. And I got one too.
Oh, that's
my
awesome.
Name is in yellow.
I like it.
Like a daisy. Like a daisy.
Or a tulip.
Or a tulip.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
so big fans of those.
Take it
my
back.
Parents have one that they must have thrifted or got at like the Land's End second store.
Uh-huh.
And it says Colleen. Their bag.
That's funny. And there's nary a Colleen in your family.
Yeah, there are no Colleens.
No.
Okay, so you want me to read this text, Leia? Is this idea?
I do.
Okay, off I go. Reaching 50 years of age is a major milestone in our culture. It used to be rather negative, but the sea change in our culture regarding aging has helped to make turning 50 less fraught and more celebratory than ever before.
Yeah.
There are so many benefits to being a mature woman who has come into her own, who knows herself better and understands the world around her, that it's hard to believe turning 50 was ever considered less than a delightful gift.
Ooh, I like that.
The confidence that comes along with knowledge and experience is extremely attractive, too. Here, we, meaning Land's End, not Leia and Edie, have compiled a list of 50 things we believe every woman over 50 needs to know. And while we bet you already do, it's good to double check your progress once in a while, if only to enjoy the ego boost.
Okay, well, Lands End or ChatGPT or, yeah, you know, the copywriters, whoever wrote that. Not bad, not bad. Okay, it was compelling enough for us to frame an episode around it. So let's get started and talk about some of the 50 things that have grabbed us.
Okay.
All right. Can I start?
Yeah.
Okay. The one, number two of the 50 says, you should know how and when to say, I'm sorry, which I wholeheartedly agree with. By 50, we should know how to apologize and when to apologize, and to know that sometimes we actually don't need to apologize. Because you know what? As women, I think we tend to over-apologize. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit? I should look for it and put it on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, our page, that our group that goes along with this podcast. It's like all these, I think it's a Saturday Night Live thing where they're just, oh no, maybe it's, anyway, it doesn't matter, I'll find it. But it's, they're on like this talk show, and it's a talk show for women, and they just keep apologizing to the point where it's just, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like, you know, somebody starts to bleed, and oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then like a woman's arm falls off or something. Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And they just keep going on, right? And
sounds very Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But it does make fun of the fact that I think that women, and maybe Canadian women especially, I don't know, we just say it far too much, and we don't really mean it. It's just this, it's just something we say. But when we do choose to say it, it's just really important to not do certain things, I think. Like, you know, sometimes we will say things like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way, which of course is not really an apology at all. It's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Right. Like when, and you know, we teach our students to do this too. Like when you're apologizing, be specific about what you're apologizing for. I'm sorry that I did this. And then offer something of a follow up. What can I do to make it better? Or, you know, next time I'll be sure to, or whatever it is, right? So that there's some sincerity behind it, and that it's not just this general, like, you know, your mom saying, you go apologize now. So you're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, Leah, my mind was wandering about all these. I have many students who owe me an apology for many things.
Go figure.
I'll stop there. I will stop there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. What do I want to talk about? Okay. Leah, how about number 20, that a little yoga every day makes a big difference?
Well, Dee Dee, do you do yoga? I didn't know you did yoga.
I don't do yoga. I try, you know, and maybe I'll start a one-day spree, and it's just like, I'm not doing this. But there is a teacher at school, the crazy advanced learning teacher, and he loves doing yoga. And whenever we see each other, we do the tree pose.
Oh, well, that's nice. So yeah, that's your little yoga every day, the tree pose?
Yeah, and I see him all the time. And like one time during passing time, I had to do the tree pose 3 times because he kept running by. And I'm like, you know, namaste. I see you. You see me. I'm growing my branches, you know. And it's like, stop walking by me. I think he was doing it on purpose now that I think of it.
You must be in excellent shape doing that, you know, once or twice a week or sometimes 3 times a day.
I do the tree pose many times a day, but this, maybe number 20 should be bring some laughter into your life, right? Because I'm not really bringing yoga into my life. We're just laughing, but it's fun.
There's something called laughing yoga. Did you know that?
I did know that, and I could lead a class because, you know, laughing's super fun. I love it.
Well, right? If you're listening to this podcast, one would assume you love, anybody loves it too. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe Frank and I could start a YouTube channel with laughing yoga.
Only the tree pose, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to do much more than that.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so really Lands End probably wanted to sell their yoga gear on that one, but...
Yeah, they did.
We forgive them. Okay, number six. That self-kindness is more important than self-improvement.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Doesn't that resonate just a bit?
It resonates because through your 20s and 30s or possibly 40s, it's just like, oh, I must be better. I must do more. You know, it's like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bit tired of always improving.
It's exhausting.
It is. You know, last summer when I was doing the Summer of Loving Leia, mm-hmm. I want to get back into that because, you know, that's more about self-kindness. Let me pull this off my shelf here. Give me just one second while I resituate. Here it is. So the Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook. This is by Kristen Neff and Christopher mm-hmm. Germer, right? I love this. Mm-hmm. I love this book so much. And, you know, I mean, while it is kind of, yes, a self-improvement book, it is about just being kind to oneself and learning how to practice this skill that really we were, you know, it's something that we were born with and we've lost through, you know, just these years of hard living, you know, but, you know what I mean, though, as women in this society, like, it's just, no, you shouldn't be loving yourself. You should be trying to be this and this and this and all these things that are not really attainable. So, you know, getting back to this idea that we're good enough, right? We're perfection as we are. We don't even need mm-hmm. Lands End clothing to be perfect. In fact, that would mar our perfection because I don't look good in their pants, Edie. They don't work for me.
Oh, oof. Please.
No.
So,
anyway, sorry about that.
That's a good segue to my next one because Lands End said women over 50 should know which jeans make her derriere look the best.
Oh, okay. Well, not theirs.
Well, not theirs. And I don't really care how my derriere looks. I just want like jeans that I feel good putting on. And I recently threw out all of my cobbled together thrifted jeans because, you know, all of them were just not quite right. And I went and I bought like a whole variety of styles of Liverpool jeans.
Oh.
I don't know if that brand is from, you know, the UK, but I love them. Okay. And I have all different styles. And now no matter what pair of jeans I put on, I look really good in them and I feel really good.
Oh, well, that's so good. Well, you know what? I'm going to just have a little side rant too, because not a rant, not an aside, but I have a really hard time finding jeans that fit me well too. And I've actually had my tailor make me a few pairs here in Beijing because one can do such things here for a, you know, a relatively inexpensive price. And I love them. But, you know, I just kind of want a classic pair of jeans too. But Edie, I find I'm a blazer girl and I have, you know, many blazers and many different styles. And, you know, throw in a blazer and a t-shirt on with a good pair of jeans. I don't know. I think there's nothing better. And then you don't really need to worry about your butt too much. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Tack on a
blazer.
Are
women over 50 worrying about their butts?
Well, you know, some of them are.
I don't know.
I am once in a while, but then I put on a blazer and I'm good. So
Maybe I should start worrying about this. That should be number 29.
Look behind before you go
out. I never look behind. I just charge out the door.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
I know.
Invest in some jeans that you want to put on. If you don't want to put on your jeans, or if you put them on and you go through the day and you can't wait to take them off, get rid of them.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I am a pajama girl, so.
Yeah. Put on your, yeah.
Yeah, put on your PJs and, you know, wear them to work if you need to. PJs are actually trending, right? I mean, you can wear pajamas everywhere now, so just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the pajamas I wear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Lands' End should be promoting pajamas.
They probably are.
80, they were all over the runway last, you know, this season, so...
Really?
That's what I have to say there, yes. Okay, but I'm going to move it along. You know, the fashion priestess here.
Yeah.
So much that I know. Number 14, who is really in charge here? Well, you know, yeah, know who's really in charge here? It's me. It's me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am in charge of me. And, you know, I don't know, like how many years have I been teaching? 35 or something crazy. I'm not like scared of bosses anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm older than most of my bosses. And I have really good bosses too, or principals that I work with. I don't even say work for, because I don't aspire to work in a place where I work for people. I work with people. We're equals, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we have different jobs, but, you know, I don't think about people being in charge of me per se. So yeah, I and that feels good. And I think, you know, when you get to a certain age, one shouldn't have to put up with that nonsense, especially mm-hmm. when you're good at what you do. And Edie, you and I are. We're very, very good at our jobs. Mm-hmm. So yes. I'm also not really scared of, you know, I say what I think. I mean, I don't think a lot of negative things, and I'm not an inherently negative person, but I'm not scared to speak up in meetings and whatnot and say, you know, this might be a good change, or let's do this, or why are we doing mm-hmm. this? That doesn't put fear in my heart. But I also know, yeah, does it you?
Well, I've learned through my 30 plus years of teaching in public education, you can speak up at meetings, but nothing's going to happen.
Well, Abbott Elementary, they reference that quite a bit, right?
It's just like, so why bother? You know, I just kind of sit there and, you know, I think my own thoughts and whatever, you know. It's very defeatist, but it's true. Okay. It's just true.
Well, okay. Well, maybe, you know, we can take this in another way too. Who's really in charge here? And just realize that you're in charge of your happiness. You're in charge of your fitness and your, you know, taking care of your family. And there's a lot of responsibility with that, but it's also empowering, right? Mm-hmm. You're in charge. Yeah. So, yeah, make the best of it.
Make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last one that I liked is love is the answer.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's just simple, but, you know, it always is the answer. As Ringo Starr says, Leia, he says, let love lead. And if you do that, you know, everything's going to be fine. Love yourself, love your children, love your neighbors, love your pets, you know. It's so good.
So good. So good. Well, I really think we need to end on that. I had another one, but forget about it, because that is...
Oh, I don't want to forget about it. What is it? What is it? I'm curious.
Really?
I actually am. Yeah, I'm not just saying that.
Okay. Okay. Well, the last one then that I have for today is great relationships take work. But I actually prefer the word play, you know, know, great relationships, you know, take work in a playful way. I think that we, you know, don't you hate it? Sorry. See, I'm twisting all of these around to suit me.
And I guess we should just write our own list. I know. Which I think, you know, we could have done.
I think so. Because I may just be contradicting the things that they say. Because, you know, when you eat out, like you go to Denny's or something. Not that I've been to Denny's in the last 30 years. But
I was like, no. I don't know what it's like to go to Denny's.
Okay. Somewhere. You go out and the wait person comes over to you and says, are you still working on that? I've always hated that, because you're presenting your food to somebody that should be a pleasure to eat. So why would I be working on my food?
Oh my gosh, I never thought about it like that, Leia. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to just bristle when I hear that.
Yes, yes. Well, every time I hear it for many, many years, I've thought that. It's like,
I'm going to like be the boss of me and say to them, this is not work. This is play.
Exactly.
Stop saying that.
Exactly.
Go away.
This is joy. This is a joyful experience, eating your delightful moons over Miami.
Now get out.
Now, I don't know how we've turned great relationships take work into this, but...
but we did. Okay, so great relationships, what I hear you saying, Leia, mm-hmm. yeah. is that they can be playful, and really great relationships take time. You have to spend time communicating,
yes, yeah.
you know, saying what you need, and like having fun.
Having
Who wants
fun
to be
together.
In a relationship with like an old grouchy hermit?
Well, this is it, right? And whether it's a partner, you know, a life partner or a friend, like, yeah, exactly. Like you and me, our yeah. work is play. We just have fun together, right?
We do.
We do. Yes. Don't we though?
Yeah.
Toot-toot-toot-toot.
And Leia, we know how to let love lead.
Yes, we do. We do. Woo. Thank you, Land's End. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week.
So this week, your challenge is to put into practice something you already know, whether it's a Land's End tip or not. We will put it in the show notes, though, this mm-hmm. article for you to peruse.
Oh, yeah. Every week, we share our Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook, where you can chat with other listeners to the podcast. You can give your opinions and your recommendations. Maybe someone could recommend a different yoga pose for Frank and I to do instead of the tree.
Yes.
You know,
the downward dog.
Oh, no, that's not happening in a middle school hallway.
No,
someone
right?
will like kick me in the derriere. In my beautiful derriere.
With your jeans that fit well.
I could just see it.
Ooh, yeah, that would be something. Okay, well, that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chick.
Check out the show notes for links to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and to the Chit Chat Coop, as well as our blogs.
Yes, our blogs. And I've just published a new piece, Edie, called Ruminations on a Sunday Well Spent.
Ooh.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's another retro piece because, you know, Edie, I've written so much over the years, but I haven't done much with my little vignettes. So I'm gradually adding them into my blog to get back in the game. So thank you for reading our blogs as well.
Have you been posting this on the Coop, Leia?
No, I guess I should, right?
That would make sense because then I would read it. I need like the link right there in my face.
Okay, I will post the link this week.
Yeah, because I want to read this. This sounds good.
Okay.
And of course, we'd love a review on iTunes if you're so inclined because we like it when new people find the pod. You know, yeah. It's good.
It's so good. And we're getting more and more people all the time. So thank you.
Thanks, Leia, for editing this. This podcast every week.
This monster of a podcast.
This monster. Yep.
It's a pleasure. Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.